Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
People often argue over Android versus iPhones, but the real debate should be middle-aged Gen X morning shows versus Happy Hour. Guess who wins? We will let you decide. Welcome back to Happy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Yes, now.
What?
No. If I hit this button, Boom, the whole program's gonna start.
Okay, well, hit it.
All right.
Now, something completely different.
Smoke. Medical.
Weed every day.
The following thoughts on Hoppy Hour represent Ryan Hoppy and Pastis. Listener discretion is advised.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
He's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour. Starts in 4, 3, 2, Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
Never worry about the dollar. Need a source or trending topic. Be the hottest. Search about us. Competition microscopic. Never copied. I'm a giant. Rolling weed up. Now we flying. H-O-P-P-E. H-O-P-P-E. H-O-P-P-E.
You already know Hoppy Hour in the system.
This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy, hanging out with you and you. And don't think I forgot about you for the next hour. So call me, 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. I always begin the show with Hoppy's Inbox, and today it's really blowing up.
It's time for Hoppy's Inbox, only on Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Oh, yeah. We got some spicy comments here in Hoppy's Inbox. Since I do live in Tampa Bay, let's begin with some Tampa Bay radio drama. Oh, my God, I love this segment about Gareth. I could never stand Carmen. Matter of fact, I stopped listening to the morning show because of her. She is an embarrassment to all women. You have grown so much, Hoppy, since leaving that radio station. Keep up the great work, and we need to realize that Dizzy is the stupidest name in all of radio. Hey, I'm just reading the comments. I didn't purposely read that first. Also here, it says here, Diddy's kid is freaking out because he shouldn't have had Daddy cover up the murder he committed in their bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Next comment. Northwest is a live-action incarnation of all BB's kids wrapped up in one from the cartoon 20 years ago, 30 years ago, and that's Northwest Kardashian. And then here's one. I did a rant about Liam Payne's ex, Maya Henry, who is very talentless and kind of has the Kayla Nicole disease of living off of her ex for clout. And someone said, why did he want her to abort after them being engaged and all? He decided she wasn't the one. Here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, is as sad as it is that they got an abortion, I'm going to be honest with you, ladies and gentlemen. boys and girls, that that kid would not be doing well. Can you imagine if Liam Payne had a kid with Maya Henry, the ex that is obsessed with him? He would be fed, that kid would be fed such propaganda about how he sucks and he's the absolute worst. Next comment here. Kayla Nicole is such a gold digger. She seems more into money than Travis's happiness. Maybe she needs to look inside and wonder what's wrong with her. Every time Kayla speaks about Travis, you can tell she really wants to find a rich man because she never wants to work again. Sports journalism is obviously not for her. Are we supposed to feel bad for this gold digger, Kayla Nicole, because she can't find a rich man's bank account to drain? Well, that's not the only thing she'd be draining. She wants to date an NFL owner, but won't date someone over 45. Girl, the youngest NFL owner is 59, so either raise that age number or lower your expectations. She's low-key fuming Travis got a billionaire before she did. And also, she wouldn't spit on you if you were on fire. Well, I wouldn't want Kayla Nicole to spit on me, unless it was like a Hawk Tua situation. Then it's a little more accepted. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. Let's get into the news.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
I saw this here. This is an interesting headline.
Nearly two decades ago, Apple changed the face of technology.
Can you believe it's been two decades of the iPhone?
Well, what we're going to do is get rid of all these buttons and just make a giant screen.
That company died when Steve Jobs left.
Driving a touchscreen takeover into high gear. Everything from how you order to how you read to...
Yeah, I'm pretty big on using my touchscreen, using my Apple Pay. Last night I went for a steak dinner and my one of my bosses paid for it, but I was afraid I was going to have to. And I I left my credit card at home and I was like, uh-oh, I would have had to use Apple Pay.
Household appliances and even cars have been touched by the trend.
It said go to the right.
It can't mean that.
No, this is the right.
Of course, a show on NBC would show The Office.
Yelling at me.
No, it's up here.
There's no room here.
But this morning, there are growing calls to rebuttonize from frustrated consumers.
Yeah, these are boomers that don't like touchscreen stuff, yet they like being homophobic.
There are days when I'm on my iPhone, on an iPad watching something, and then I go to my computer and I touch the screen and I'm like, wait, why is this not working? Because I think it's just a lot for our brains.
Oversaturation of screens.
Yes.
Tablet, brightness down.
Over the years, companies discovered consolidating functions into a single tappable display can...
The only time I don't like the touchscreen was when I was in Chicago 2 months ago and my mom has like a 2019 Honda, SUV Honda, and I was trying to like change the radio station, and it's like you got to press a button and it feels like you're texting while driving.
Be cheaper and allow us to accomplish more than the BlackBerry's classic clicky keyboard. But the Wall Street Journal explains the problem with touch-based interfaces is that they aren't touch-based at all because they need us to look when using them.
Yeah, that's the problem. You're driving down the road and you don't want to hear Taylor Swift again on the radio or fake morning radio prank calls. Mm-hmm. Heard one of my friend's wife got mad that I said that morning radio is scripted.
Did you know most morning radio is scripted?
Yeah.
Well, Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy is not.
Yeah, it's the top of my head.
That can be especially problematic behind the wheel.
Does it feel distracting when you actually have to look at the touchscreen?
I think it does.
And research agrees. Adjusting devices such as touchscreens increases the risk of a crash 4.6 times. That's a bigger impact than climate control or radio buttons.
Yeah, radio buttons was easy.
It cannot be the only one that hates with a passion touchscreens in cars.
I felt the same thing when I was driving my mom's car.
Now, dials, buttons, and physical controls are being prioritized in design, from e-readers to automakers like Volkswagen and BMW, yeah, which owns Mini.
You have an array of toggles at the bottom, as well as some customizable buttons on the steering wheel.
We're trying to do things in multiple ways so that it really is the power of choice.
This is a CEO from Mini Cooper.
Voice for a customer.
Even Apple is biting, adding two new buttons to their latest models.
Wow, it's going to cost you $1,200.
A click launches your camera instantly.
Tech experts say it's about embracing the best of both worlds.
Mm. I do think we're going to start to see more of these manufacturers start to converge and think about where does a touchscreen make sense and where does a simple button or knob or control make sense for a user.
Well, I think you don't need a touchscreen for everything. But not having to talk to people at fast food restaurants has been the best feeling ever because I'm a little antisocial. You would never expect from my big personality behind the microphone, but I am. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773.
Billy Ray Cyrus's ex, Fire Rose, is opening up about their divorce.
Oh my goodness, is this the season of ex-girlfriends talking about their exes? You got Maya Henry, the ex of Liam Payne, and you got Kayla Nicole, obviously. Obviously, Fire Rose had a kind of a bad situation because there was the audio of Billy Ray Cyrus yelling at her like a psychopath. But it's like, man, talk about something else, please.
Following her divorce from Billy Ray Cyrus, the Australian singer whose real name is Joanna Rosie Hodges.
I would call myself Fire Rose, too, if that was my name.
Opens up to Us Weekly in a new interview about her emotions amid the divorce filings. And even admits she suffered a health scare, telling the outlet October 17th, "There's been a few times I wasn't sure that I would survive." After her messy divorce from the achy breaky heart singer, she reveals she had a preventative double mastectomy and reconstructive surgery after...
I wonder if she had a bad dad and it kind of fills her daddy issues.
After discovering she carried the BRCA1 gene. It was a very humbling experience that put everything into perspective and even says she developed pulmonary embolisms in both of her lungs.
Mm-hmm.
This comes after she took to Instagram in September to post she was rushed to the hospital following a life-threatening diagnosis. Although she didn't give any details at the time, she said she was grateful to be alive.
I wonder if the diagnosis was getting away from Billy.
Further revealing she was in the hospital for 5 days, telling the outlet, "It's a very serious thing that can happen and easily can be fatal."
Well, I'm glad you're doing well and everything's wonderful and you're still living in the past a little bit. 856-49-HOPPY. Now, there's this show on Starz called Big Mafia Family, BMF, and it's based off of some real-life gangsters from the 90s, and Big Meech has been released. So in the show, Big Meech's son, Lil Meech, plays his dad. It's about these two brothers from Detroit in an urban neighborhood. And Big Meech has been arrested since 2005. And he's been released on deck at a halfway house. And he will get tested for drug and alcohol. And I've watched a lot of gangster shows.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched The Wire. I've watched Sons of Anarchy. I've watched all the Power shows. I've watched BMF. I love kind of gritty shows. I like anything that's like on the Starz network or HBO. It needs to be a little gritty for me. And all the shows, the characters get released on probation and then they mess it up. So hopefully Big Meech does not mess that up. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Here is Kamala Harris bragging about how she's better than Trump. It's called small D energy, but maybe for her, it'd be small T energy. Get the word out. It's like 3 seconds. She's used to having her mouth open now.
Oh, you guys are at the wrong rally.
Oh, wow. Good one. Are you supposed to be at the rally with Willie Brown? Or at a side chick rally? Infidelity? All this stupid clapping. Ah, we just don't want Trump. We know Kamala sucks, but we're a bunch of cucks. Bunch of weirdos.
No, I think you meant to go to the smaller one down the street.
She's trying to sound like Obama right now. She's doing that thing, Obama days, where he talks from the side of his mouth.
No, I think you meant to go to the smaller one down.
The way she says you, it just, I close my eyes, it's a female Obama.
I think you meant to go to the smaller one down the street.
It's because you don't have an original personality because you're not supposed to be here. You didn't earn it, but they just kept Biden around a little too long. Oh, well. I bet she's a lovely person. Her and that 92% turnover rate of employees. 856-49-HOPPY. Snoop Dogg did a marijuana news report. He was on the Today Show, and he did this.
Al, it's 57 degrees in Mary Jane Falls, Nevada?
Hell yeah.
That's right.
And then I heard it was going to be 56 degrees in Stoner, Colorado.
That's right.
But my favorite is when it's nice, hot, and misty outside, 84 degrees in Blunt, South Dakota.
It drives me nuts how now we can laugh at weed, but all these people went to jail for it in the 90s and even previous before those years.
Sliding on down to this area right here, above the average highs, 70 degrees in Roach, Missouri. You understand me? And over here, you know, I love, you know, we stay lucky in Kentucky. It's going to be 60 as we blaze, Kentucky. You dig?
Hell yeah, I do dig that. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Now, Donald Trump went on Patrick Bet David's Valuetainment podcast, the multimedia network based off of a multi-level marketing scheme in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Someone having a multi-level marketing scheme in Fort Lauderdale, that never happens. I had a job interview last year for Valuetainment and Patrick Bet David. I really wanted to work there at the time, but I'm kind of glad I didn't because I'm a little too liberal for him. But I do respect his body of work. I mean, anybody that can con people into thinking that you're a good person, you have some sort of talent. Here is Donald Trump on the PBD podcast talking about his kid.
Mm-hmm. Is he good with the ladies in school? Well, and he's at NYU. Think, I'm not sure. Is he there yet? Or?
I'm not sure he's there yet. No, I'm not sure. I don't think he's had a girlfriend yet. I don't.
He's either not had a girlfriend or he's banged like five girls this past week. Because I wonder, you got to remember, Trump is a larger than life human, but he's also a dad, and it's got to be weird thinking about his son having sex.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think so. Every once in a while,
he's a good looking guy.
He's a good looking guy.
All right, easy, Patrick. You don't have to kiss that much ass today.
He's got the swagger. He's a good troller. He's funny.
Oh, relax. That's the thing with Patrick Bet David is he's so got Donald Trump all over his face. Relax. It's okay. We know you like Trump. We know you are conservative. You're not impressing us. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Dave Portnoy gave brutal verdict on Kayla Nicole Angel Reese podcast. They are both people who love to talk and are obsessed about a third party, he said. In this case, Travis Kelce for Kayla Nicole and Angel Reese talking about Kaylin Clark. She's slowed down a little bit. They love talking about these people, and they are surprised when they get backlash from the fans of said people they can't stop talking about. He went on to say, why are the Swifties coming after me? Because Kayla Nicole, you don't shut up about Travis or Taylor. So yeah, they come after you. It's kind of like the Angel thing when she was obsessed with Kayla, and then Kayla fans, including myself, would keep an eye on Angel and what she was going to say now. If you want to stop getting hate from the group, stop talking about them. Yeah, it's pretty good advice. I guess they went on to say how immature Kayla Nicole is. And I was like, Dave Portnoy calling people immature? That's weird. Hoppy. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. This show is for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life. I don't care if you live in the U.S. or the U.K. As long as you're listening, that's all that matters. We will be right back on Hoppy Hour after this. Hang on. Yeah.
hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Turn me up a little bit. When that music World. Comes in, it gets loud.
Swizzy!
Yes!
Hands up,
hands up,
hands up,
hands up, hands up,
hands up, hands up, hands up, hands
up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up,
hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up,
hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up,
you would think I was on roids. I've been hitting so long and I'm a big headed boy. Nah, we ain't on HGH, though I might pick up some weight when I'm running through your state. Nah, we ain't on the clear, we on the runway and back to back legs. This miss no more drama, and Barack Obama, Rama's feel honest. I put my life on these tracks, you act like y'all wanna prepare me for the facts. Luckily my therapy is the rap, I just bare my soul, I don't expect nothing back. Long as you felt, I was gon' get my. You know where the hell I'm from. I'm from the bottom, so I do this from the diapers. Quick, fast, turn the Big Apple into cider. I do this, I'm a writer and a writer. I spew it cause I'm nicer, but I do this for the lifers. I'm a writer and a writer. I spew it cause I'm nicer, but I do it for the lifers. You welcome. See again somebody so deadly via the pen. Viva Jovito Padino Muibien. Big up to Biggie and Pac, I do it for them. Until I reach Cali, I do it for him. Do it for those who can't do for self due to the pen. May these bars reach through your bar. And mine, when Mary sing, it heals your heart. Cause solely to stand still, you are. Love is a battlefield, we all get scars. I put my heart into this. This is much more than marketed music. The reason I gotta market through this is people going through pain. I'm just walking them through this. This ain't no marketed music. People going through pain. I'm just talking them through it. Body feast, so I taught you how to fish and not let other niggas feed you.
For all of y'all keeping y'all in hell, just to see you smile and enjoy yourself. You all are welcome, you all are welcome, you all are welcome.
Everybody say
for M, for J, for V, for H, for O, for V, for M, for J, for V, for H, for O, for V. Knock 'em out the box, knock him out the box. Ho! Knock him out the box. Knock him out the box. Swizzy, knock him out the box. Individual, knock him out the box. Get it up, ho! Get it up, ho! Get it up, hey! To the left, ho! To the right,
Here's the best part. You know it's old when they're going to tell you the new hiphop.com remix download. 70 downloads. Oh, maybe they don't say it. Some of the songs back in the day used to be like, this is a fresh new hip-hop remix. But not that one. Even Michael Jordan missed some free throws. Mm-hmm.
Happy Hour will be right back. Happy Hour will be right back. Happy Hour will be right back.
I'm a little dizzy. Let me mess up the board a little bit. Mm-hmm. This following segment has been brought to you by DZBZ Honey at DZBZHoney.com. And I tell you, it's the best Delta 8 CBD honey around. I'm a man of my words. Honey sticks, lollipops, a jar of honey, whatever the hell you need, go to DZBZHoney.com. And at checkout, use keyword Hoppy, H-O-P-P-E. All right, let's keep this party going. Mm-hmm.
And now, something completely different.
Did you know Ryan Hoppy is bipolar? He loves it. No, he hates it. He loves it. No, he hates it. Get what we did there. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
I love going...
Ryan's tall like the sky.
Oh, sure.
6'9", he's fly.
Yeah.
From Chicago to the Bay. He'll St. Pete, he'll stay. Talk of love and fame. Dating life's his game. News on stars he spills. With laughter filled. Happy Hour, all you need. Rich and Ely, take a seat. Ryan's got the groove. Happy Hour makes you move. A cat by the side.
856. 49 Happy. 856-494-6773.
Free.
You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
You'll agree.
You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Jay Cutler, former Chicago Bears quarterback, is in a little bit of trouble. But before I rip into him, let's listen to this. The Chicago Bears, they always let us down, even though they're 4-2, and that didn't really make that much sense. Yeah. So I grew up in the city of Chicago, rather the suburbs of Arlington Heights, Illinois. And I watched the Bears starting in 2006 when they went to the Super Bowl. And I thought that was going to be them every year. Growing up, I heard about the 85 Bears. Obviously, heard about the home run chase in 98 with Mark Grace, I think, and Sammy Sosa. Almost said Mark McGrath. He could use some steroids. And then, obviously, Michael Jordan in the 90s. I heard about all these things growing up, but I used to watch the Bears from 2006 till about 2014 every Sunday when they play. Now, I don't watch as much. But there was a quarterback named Jay Cutler who we traded in. All right, enough of that music. We traded for in probably April, May 2009. And I remember listening to 670 to Score and Boers and Bernstein, and they were talking about it. And I remember he was going to be the one that was going to lead us to the promised land. All my friends who were drinking the Kool-Aid of the Chicago Bears, they all thought he was going to be better than Aaron Rodgers. Chicago could be so brainwashed. And then you have this. It's just breaking, so I'll probably talk about it again on another show, but this is all we have so far.
Former Chicago Bears quarterback Jay Cutler has been arrested in Tennessee.
Yeah, he looks like a Tennessee man.
He faces DUI, possession of a handgun under the influence, and other charges. Police in Franklin, Tennessee say Cutler was taken into custody last night following what's described as a minor car crash.
Yeah, he has that look on his face like, damn it. It's got to be weird when you like hit the car and you total your car and then you're like, you got a gun in your car and you're Jay Cutler and you're pretty drunk and you're like, I might be going to jail tonight. Mm-hmm. But we'll talk about that at another time because things are just breaking right now. Also, earlier in the show, I talked about Patrick Bet-David and Donald Trump's interview, and I just had a 15-second clip about it. Well, now, here's a little more about it.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Is he good with the ladies in school?
Well, I'm not sure. Is he there yet?
Or?
I'm not sure he's there yet.
Donald Trump is making rare remarks about his family life. The former president appeared on the PBD podcast with host Patrick Bet-David, and he shared insight into his youngest child, Barron, praising the college student for his intellect and personality.
He's very smart. He's a good student and all that. He goes to a great school and does really well.
Oh, I'm sure. What if he's getting like all Fs?
And he's a very nice guy. You see that.
When pressed about Barron,
he's not like me.
His personal life, Trump said his son is both social and independent and maybe taking his time to start dating.
He doesn't mind being alone, but he's somebody that gets along with people.
It's got to be weird having that as your dad, you know, cheating on your mom with Stormy Daniels.
Is he good with the ladies in school?
Well, I don't think he's there yet.
Or?
I'm not sure he's there yet. No, I'm not sure he's there. I don't think he's had a girlfriend yet.
The politician went on to agree that Barron is a, quote, good-looking guy and playfully acknowledged the teen's towering height.
Yeah.
Melania, I think, called him Little Donald. I think, if I'm not mistaken, she gave that nickname to him.
Well, he's not so little because he's a pretty tall guy.
For once, you see a human side of the orange man.
6'7", Barron enrolled at NYU this fall after graduating from Florida's
He's lucky he has Melania as his mom. She gave him the good looks.
Oxbridge Academy. He is reportedly studying business. Barron has maintained a reasonably low profile throughout his family's time in the global spotlight.
I would too.
And mom Melania Trump previously shared in a September interview with Fox and Friends how proud she is of the person he's grown up to be.
His strength, his intelligence, his knowledge.
He's not like his father.
His kindness.
So he's definitely not like his father.
It's admirable. Mm. And he's enjoying his college days.
Oh, he's definitely getting laid.
I hope he will have a great experience.
I wonder what family dinner is like with the three of them.
Because his life is very different than any other 18, 19-year-old child.
Yeah, that's a way to put it. A little different. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773.
Liam Payne's former One Direction bandmates speak out following his tragic death at the age of 31.
It's still weird because it says 1993 to 2014, and 1993 is the year I was born, so I feel like I'm looking at my own death when I see it. It's very weird.
The former band members, including Harry Styles, Niall Horan, Zayn Malik, and Louis Tomlinson, release a joint statement after the star died following a fatal fall off a hotel balcony on a...
Okay, I heard that they were put together by the show The X Factor down in Australia, so they weren't really friends, and you can kind of tell by a lot of the pictures they had from back in the day, because they're like 5 feet apart. They're like doing social distancing before it was cool.
Fall off a hotel balcony on October 16th. The men mourn the death of Liam, writing in a statement released on Instagram, quote, "We're completely devastated by the news of Liam's passing.
Mm-hmm.
In time and when everyone is able to, there will be more to say." But
yeah, I hate when this happens. Like when Matthew Perry died last year and then Courtney Cox and I think some other people, but I think it was specifically Courtney Cox didn't like immediately speak out. It's like, give them time.
But for now, we will take some time to grieve and process the loss of our brother who we loved dearly.
Well, they got to be freaking out a little bit because they probably would have been good for like in the 2030s having a reunion tour of having the music being 20 years old and now they can't have a full-on reunion. I know it's not going to be anytime soon they were going to have a reunion, but they probably were going to at some point.
Mm-hmm. They add the memories we shared with him will be treasured forever.
Unless you talk to Maya Henry.
For now, our thoughts are with his family, his friends, and the fans who loved him alongside us. We will miss him terribly. The statement is signed, "We love you, Liam, Louis, Zane, Niall, and Harry." Liam first appeared at just 14 years old on the British reality television competition show The X Factor.
So it was the British one.
In 2008.
Fly me to...
I gotta skip over this because of copyright. Actually, no, screw it.
To the moon, let me play among the stars.
Sounds kind of like Sinatra.
And let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars.
Yeah, bruh. You're gonna date a sociopath and get engaged and she'll blame everything on you.
Years later, he went on to join One Direction, which would become one of the best-selling boy bands of all time. Though the group took a hiatus in 2016, the members have remained friendly over the years. Liam just attended one of Niall Horan's shows earlier this month.
That's good. 856-49-HOPPY. And then there is this.
Louis Tomlinson is mourning the loss of his former One Direction bandmate. Following the tragic passing of Liam Payne, who was found dead after falling from a hotel balcony in Buenos Aires on October 16th, Louis took to social media to pay tribute to the late musician. Quote, "I am beyond devastated to be writing this, but yesterday I lost a brother. Liam was somebody I looked up to every day, such a positive, funny, and kind soul," Louis penned, noting that he believed Liam was, quote, "the most vital part of One Direction." Quote, "His experience from a young age, his perfect pitch, his stage presence, his gift for writing, the list goes on. Thank you for shaping us, Liam," he added. Louis continued his heartbreaking message by directing it to Liam, writing, quote, "I feel beyond lucky to have had you in my life, but I'm really struggling with the idea of saying goodbye. I'm so grateful that we got even closer since the band, speaking on the phone for hours, reminiscing about all the thousands of amazing memories we've had together is a luxury I thought I'd have with you for life. I would have loved to share the stage with you again, but it wasn't to be."
Yeah, they definitely were friends, Liam and Louis.
He wrote, adding, quote, "I want you to know that if Bear ever needs me, I will be the uncle he needs in his life and tell him stories of how amazing his dad was."
Good, we got some positive vibes about Liam while his ex is talking about him. We got something here.
Louis ended his tribute by telling Liam that he loves him and to, quote, "sleep well." Liam is survived by his son Bear Gray Payne, who was born in 2017. Back in 2020, Liam opened up with Access Hollywood about how fatherhood was going for him, and he talked about sharing that experience with Louis.
Me and Louis speak about it quite a lot. I mean, from our perspective, actually, for me and my ex, when we first had Bear, and like after a few weeks, I don't know what Cheryl did at the time, but she got him in this beautiful sleeping pattern. He was sleeping, and I was like, I don't know what the fuss is all about. Like, what are you guys talking about? And people used to come to our house, and they'd be like, "How on earth have you done that? Like, how have you made it work?" Because people were like, "He's just so." We were very blessed with and lucky with having Bear because he's so calm. There's no volume involved. Like, he throws his toys out the pram every so often, like a little bit. Of course, kids do. But he's been a blessing so far. So for me, it was like it was quite easy at the start in a sense. Louis just phones me every so often. It is comforting hearing from another dad who's obviously outside the situation and has to visit and go in and out of it, and hearing the dynamic of the things going on with them. And
I love that accent.
And what happens in that way. And his son's a tiny little bit older than mine, so. I kind of get a lot of the different lessons and different things off him in a lot of ways, yeah.
That's very powerful, and then let's hear how it happened.
New details surrounding Liam Payne's death have been released by authorities. The One Direction member died on October 16th at the age of 31 due to a fatal fall from a third-story balcony at the Casa Sur Palermo Hotel in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Shortly before...
So I'll keep it short because the video is 4 minutes long. They supposedly found narcotics and substances. So may he rest in peace. And then there's this.
New details surface about Liam Payne's final days in Argentina with girlfriend Kate Cassidy. The One Direction star, who died on October 16th after suffering a fatal fall from a hotel balcony, had been updating his Snapchat in the final days before his tragic death. One video captures Liam with his influencer girlfriend sitting down to breakfast.
Again, if you're an influencer, you don't have to tell us you're an influencer.
In the clip, the 31-year-old also pokes fun at Kate, who was getting ready to leave the trip early to head to Florida.
We're enjoying ourselves here at our lovely friend Gon's house. Shout out Gon, wherever Gon is.
Shout out Gon.
Big bad Gon. So it's going to be a nice day. And then you're going home. Ha ha, loser, weirdo.
I'm headed back to Florida. With Nala.
Yeah.
It's a weird mix, because it's like, yeah, he's a grown-ass man, and people are saying, oh, she ditched him, blah, blah, blah. You don't know that someone's going to, like, I guess it's being kind of ruled a suicide, but like, you don't know someone's going to die. But at the same time, it's like, maybe they weren't the best match because she couldn't read that he wasn't doing well.
I hope everybody was okay in Milton as well, by the way. It was quite...
Thanks, buddy.
It's quite a scary thing to watch from far away. I hope everybody... was okay. And all the little dogs and everything made out as well.
So I wonder if he escaped because of Milton.
Some quite sad stories about dogs. Obviously, we're going to go home and see our dog.
Our dog?
Well, that hurts.
Nala.
Liam's girlfriend previously explained her decision to leave the trip early in this TikTok posted on October 14th, 2 days before his death.
She's eating all this food on the plane. Oh my goodness.
Well, from South America, back to Florida with me. I was so ready to leave. Honestly, loved South America, but I hate staying in one place for too long. And we were...
Yeah, you little cloud chaser.
Supposed to be there for like 5 days, turned into 2 weeks, and I was just like, I need to go home.
Kate has yet to break her silence about Liam's death. The two were first linked in 2022 and made their red carpet debut together at the British Fashion Awards in December of that year.
What's the chance that girl goes on to do OnlyFans? I say, a pretty good.
There you go, show her to Cassie right here, guys.
Cassie finding peace and purpose after Diddy's arrest. A source telling ET it's a huge weight off her shoulders.
Yeah.
And the singer feels much more confident about her safety with Diddy being in jail.
Of course, he's a piece of garbage.
The details come nearly a year after Cassie first filed a lawsuit against her ex.
I'm truly sorry.
After Cassie's out-of-court settlement with Diddy, the media mogul was hit with home raids, the release of security footage by CNN proving his abuse of Cassie, then his federal indictment, arrest, and hundreds more assault allegations that he's denied, full stop.
I wonder if Kamala Harris ever hung out with him.
Our insider saying Cassie knows she's a pioneer and feels honored by her role in Diddy's downfall.
Hell yeah. Usually I'm against when a woman uses a man for clout, but this is an example that it needed to be done.
Combs abused, threatened, and coerced victims to fulfill his sexual desires.
He believes he's innocent. I believe he's innocent.
ET source adding, Cassie's grateful for the outpouring of support, and she's glad other alleged victims now feel safe to speak out.
Oh, I gotta skip over it, but it's the best song ever. For the copyright, I love Me and You.
Cooters are able to prove their claims.
There's a line in the song where she goes, put it right where you like it. And my dad thought she was saying, put your fly where you like it.
I think he should be in prison for the rest of his life.
Yeah, we'll see if that happens, though.
Victims' rights attorney Lisa Bloom represents former Danity Kane member Don Richard, who filed a new lawsuit against Diddy last month.
Yeah, he really screwed over Danity Kane.
Don was very much inspired by Cassie Ventura's bravery in filing her complaint. The day has finally come.
Yeah, it has. And then there's this.
There's no way Diddy can defend himself against his accusers without their names. At least according to Diddy.
So Diddy is asking a judge to order the prosecutors in his criminal case to turn over all the names of the alleged victims that are referenced in the indictment.
Because in the indictment, they don't name anyone.
Except for victim number one, who we can assume is his ex-girlfriend Cassie.
But there are statements in the indictment about For decades, Diddy coercing, abusing, threatening women and others for his own sexual gratification. Mm-hmm. And Diddy is saying, how am I supposed to defend myself if you don't identify who you're talking about? Because I've had a ton of consensual sex in my
life. And I've raped a ton of people.
Life.
Diddy may have a valid point, but the feds aren't budging.
Prosecutors are saying, we're not going to turn that over at this stage.
Well, they will have to at some point, right? They're just saying we're not doing it now because they're afraid that he's going to intimidate witnesses.
Yeah. And with the trial not until May, there's just too much time.
Yeah, there is. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. And then there's this.
We're going to explain things in a way that's not overwhelming, but enough to where she understands where my life was at that time.
Sociopath.
That's Gypsy Rose Blanchard on Nick Viall's podcast, sharing how she plans to explain the heartbreaking situation with her mother to her future daughter.
Yeah.
You know, her mom is obviously not going to be around for...
This girl's got the most L.A. voice ever.
You know, her mom is obviously not going to be around for when she gives birth to her daughter. She said it's heartbreaking. Right.
Why is everybody so afraid to say that she got her mom killed? Everybody's like reporting her as if she's not kind of a murderer. It's so weird.
Arranged her mother's murder.
After years...
Well, you said it.
...years of abuse, yes. And it's definitely something Gypsy is still dealing with.
For me, it is heartbreaking because I do.
Well, because the sad part was she regretted it last minute, but the guy's like, let's keep going with it. That's a true psychopath.
From time to time, think about what could have been. And it makes me sad.
And
That's unfortunate.
While Gypsy knows she'll have to explain it to her child one day, in the meantime,
Christy has become more of a mother to me than my own mother was.
Well, that's unfortunate, but a fly on the wall would have been a better mom. Mm-hmm. Speaking of someone who'd be a better mom if they were a fly on the wall.
Cardi B's 32nd birthday celebration. And
grow up.
And the subsequent hangover.
She's hurting
which,
today.
Which is very intense. So she turned 32 over the weekend, had a big party in Manhattan with a lot of friends, some family. The thing about that I saw from the videos of the party, aside from the fact that she had a very revealing outfit on, that she was enjoying herself, even got behind the bar. We saw her serving up shots to people. We saw her drinking several shots.
Yeah.
She needs to get sober.
And the night continued. That's what celebrities always show you. Like,
right.
The big
right.
fun.
You never see the aftermath.
You gotta love Cardi B because she is sharing the aftermath, and this is a very relatable moment.
I will never, ever drink again. I will never pray for me. Wait, I'm still drunk. I will never drink again.
Her boobs are about to pop out of the blanket.
Ever.
It says I'm never going outside again.
Let me just tell you guys something. When you hit like 30, once you get past like your 20s, you do not wake up feeling the same after a night of drinking.
Well, I haven't been drunk in a year.
Like hangover in your 30s is completely different.
Oh, thanks for the PSA, honey. There also is this right here.
What can't Sydney Sweeney do? We've seen her act. We know she produces.
Well, her acting is not amazing.
Talented lady.
Very talented. Also, been in Rolling Stone's music video. If you haven't seen it, check that out. But she's also helped thwart a crime that went down in her neighborhood, and she wasn't even home. Sydney has actually been on the East Coast filming a movie. By the way, she's doing the Christy Martin, the boxer.
Yeah, awesome role.
Biopic. These are the first photos.
Yeah, that's not Christy Martin, by the way. That's Christy Martin on the left.
That's Sydney Sweeney on
that's
the right.
That's pretty good, Charles.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's a visual.
Yeah. All right, we're getting off subject here, but anyway. I will say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Harvey Levin not being there doesn't help.
What a looking transformation. Doesn't look like Sydney Sweeney.
No, I'm looking forward to that.
But while she was back there filming, she got an alert on her home alarm system.
I have this saying, if I'm bored, you're bored. So she got an alert that there was a burglar in her backyard, and then he went next door to the neighbor's house, and then they caught him. And that's the way it goes, or whatever Paul Harvey used to say. And then there is this. Mm-hmm.
We're learning surprising details today about what went on behind the scenes at the Kamala Harris Fox News interview.
It's Kamala.
to be with you, Brett.
The sit-down was scheduled to start at 5 p.m. so it could air at 6. But Fox's Brett Baer claims Harris showed up 17 minutes late.
She showed up 5 hours late to the Call Her Daddy interview, too.
On purpose.
We were waiting at 4:55 and then 5 and then 5:05 and then 5:10. At 5:17, the vice president walked out.
He said,
oh, wow. A woman being late? It never happens.
As she was attempting to throw him off his game.
You know, when the kicker in football, they call a timeout right before he's going to kick the field goal. They're icing the kicker.
The interview garnered 7 million viewers.
That's the stupidest thing I ever heard.
Triple Bear's usual audience.
I'm sure Trump's always on time.
And right off the bat, it was a battle royale.
May I finish responding, please? But you have to let me finish.
That is a good point. As much as I can't stand this career side check, when you don't let her talk, you're kind of a tool boomer.
And the White House and the House and the Senate,
I'm
and they
the
didn't bring
of
up
responding
that bill.
Responding.
Throughout the 26-minute exchange, the pair butted heads.
Brett, I'm sorry, and with all due respect, that clip was not what he has been saying about the enemy within.
And when he...
She's got a different tone here than when she's talking about periods on Call Her Daddy.
Pressed her on her record, she responded by bashing Trump.
This is a democracy.
Oh, this is the scary side. This is the prosecutor. This is the sociopath. This is the homewrecker side, not the dancing side.
And in a democracy, the president of the United States, in the United States of America, should be willing to be able to handle criticism without saying he'd lock people up for doing it.
I bet she's a bundle of fun at parties. It's never the Kamala fault. It's everybody else's fault. #456-49Hoppy. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. This show is for the hardworking average Joe and Jane to grind in life. I don't care if you live in the U.S. or the U.K. As long as you're listening to my show, that's all that matters. We will be right back on Hoppy Hour after this. Do not touch their radio dial or that streaming device. However the hell you are listening to Hoppy Hour, we'll be right back. Hang on.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
$6 million's what it cost them to put back together that cat Steve Austin. Now the far right is bionic. Over 6 million tracks with 10 million topics. I'm fiber optic crystal clear with my projection. Whack them C's get clotheslined when they walk across my intersection. They need protection, some guidance, some right direction. A job center with application for a new profession. Never set for nothing less. I blaze contests and set shots for paydays. In strange ways, life twists and turns. Word to gangstar in this business, Skrilla hard to earn. A format attack, new knack technique. Speak with a passion on wax and tape. CD, mad niggas front for paper. And switch like a bitch, in and out, like a crossfader. All I know is how to rock shit. They say the hotter the MC, the hotter the spot. It's the coming of the bionic. The far right hit a lock shit. It's the coming of the bionic. The far right hit a lock shit. It's the coming of the bionic.
on deck like Tash. Pocket full of cash, ready to bounce, roll and splash. Cita and Hash, Pro Tour in the Masters. Grab the mic, flex my wrist and hit like Sampras. Handle this, make you believe like an evangelist that real MCs are coming to reclaim Los Angeles. And hence I stand a chance to finally get my time to shine in the Golden State, like Sprewell out the half. This beat is hot and make me lock like astronaut. Make Hey Rusette that shit for my peoples when we blow spots. Pause, freeze, my steeds rose like ease. V12 trees and seven seas. If you didn't know, champ, the far by Hey Rules, a lowlands brother from the liquid camp. It's the coming of the bionic. The far I get a
lock shit down.
It's the coming of the bionic. The far I get a
lock shit down.
It's the coming of the bionic. The far I get a
lock shit down.
It's the coming of the bionic. Before I hit a lot,
shit,
MCs get damaged like civilized to savage. Sharp lyrics cut deep wounds, these niggas need bandages. They can't handle this Los Angeles relentless pressure. Full court, measure for measure. I'm like Patino, a game plan Cambino. Every verse starts with defense first, like a casino. Every minute, every hour, I use brain power. For Mr. Space Shuttle Challenger, I devour. I tower like Eiffel, bust all verses like rifles. Bust all bullets through flesh, unless you're wearing a vest. And even then, I still enter the human form of a splinter. The summer, fall, spring, and winter. Liquid crew member, champion contender. Holy like the month of December. The raw prototype.
Shit,
it's the coming of the bionic. The far I hit a
lock shit down.
It's the coming of the bionic. The far I hit a
lock shit down.
It's the coming of the bionic. The far I hit a
lock shit.
Got it. What in them?
Of the bionic.
Whatever.
The far I hit a
lock shit down.
Oh, sure.
Of the bionic.
Whatever, bitch.
I hit a
lock shit down.
It's the coming.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's just keep this party going. I ordered Chipotle, and I want to get the day moving, and so do you.
And now, something completely different.
Did you know most morning radio is scripted? Well, Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy is not.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
It's live on your frequency. Hoppy Hour with Ryan. Start your day with a cheer. Turn that dial to Hoppy. We'll make your morning clear. Join us for the laughter, music and good vibes. Ryan's got the answers to brighten up your ride. Hoppy Hour with Ryan. Start your day with a cheer. Turn that dial to Hoppy. We'll make your morning clear.
Oh, sure.
Make your mornings bright.
Yeah.
Live with Ryan Hoppy. We're setting things just right. Hoppy Hour with Ryan. Start your day with a cheer. Turn that dial to Hoppy. We'll make your morning clear.
856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Let's wrap the show up.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
Least surprising bit of breaking news of all time. L.A. Clipper star Kawhi Leonard expected to be sidelined for an indefinite amount of time to start the NBA season.
He needs to retire. I know he's collecting the paycheck, and it's easier said than done, but what a waste of a spot of a roster.
As he rehabilitates the inflammation in his right knee, league sources tell Shams and Om Youngmasuk,
this dude sounds like he does coke.
Who covers the NBA for ESPN. Remember, Kawhi didn't play in the Olympics because of this inflammation. So this has been going on for a long time for Kawhi Leonard.
And that's not a good thing. And then there's this.
There are still many questions a day after we first told you about alarming billboards along the tri-state. Anti-Israel messages appeared on the digital billboards, and the company that owns them says they didn't do it. Sabrina Franza has been digging into this all day. Sabrina, what are you learning?
This message was only up for a matter of hours, but that was long enough for it to shock countless people driving on the interstate in the northwest suburbs. Almost a day later, it's still not clear who's behind it.
This digital billboard hosts a much different sign than it did last night when drivers saw these anti-Israel messages. We've blurred some of the expletive language on the
one says F Israel
Tri-State Tollway between Lake Cook Road and Deerfield Road near Northbrook.
We were notified by it by some people who were driving home along.
Yeah, can you imagine getting that call?
On the spur, and immediately reached out to the company who owns the billboard.
David Protowski works with the Jewish United Fund of Chicago. Members of his nonprofit contacted Outfront Media, the company that manages the sign.
Any human being would feel threatened and upset, but you have a lot of kids.
I'm not even Jewish, and I'm not even Jewish. But there we go. Take two. And I'm offended.
Coming back and forth, you have high school students driving back and forth on that highway. You have families. You have people who are not as aware sometimes of what's happening, and they see that language.
It was taken down almost immediately. The timing, he says, even more hurtful in the middle of the high holidays for those who celebrate.
The holiday of Sukkot, which is today is the first official day of Sukkot, which really commemorates the exodus of Jews from slavery in Egypt.
CBS News Chicago got in touch with Outfront Media, who did not answer our specific question as to whether or not someone hacked into their software.
Yeah, they're not going to want to admit to that. And then there's this. I am sick and tired of everybody romanticizing criminals from the 90s. You got people trying to make Scott Peterson human, blah, 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 da, da, da. The fact, now listen, I was very young, around 3 or 4 during the Menendez brother case, but I know they're bad people. And the fact that people want them released, you're all sickos.
Yesterday, we showed you the group of Menendez family members who were asking for their relatives, Lyle and Eric, to be released from prison. But one family member was not present. Their uncle, the brother of their mother. He is the lone relative who doesn't think that the brothers should be released. And he spoke with Jim Murray.
He's the lone holdout, as 24 members of the extended Menendez family called on Eric and Lyle to be set free. This uncle says keep the brothers locked up forever. Milton Anderson, whose sister Kitty Menendez was slain, has especially strong words for his other sister, 92-year-old Joan.
My sister Joan, who is, as far as I'm concerned, a family turncoat.
And he's got that boomer accent.
I didn't realize how close she was with the Menendez brothers.
The truth is, Lyle and Eric were failed by the very people who should have protected them.
But that doesn't mean you should get away with a crime.
Moments after yesterday's press conference came to an end, Joan and family met with the DA's office for 2 hours.
Joan, are you happy with the way the meeting went?
Now Milton Anderson's lawyer is requesting a meeting with the L.A. District Attorney's Office to hear him out.
There's a huge showing of unity in the family to release the Menendez brothers. But your clients...
We keep romanticizing the past. If you would have told people in the 90s that 30 years later we'd be doing this, people would not have believed you.
There's no way.
This was a really incredibly brutal murder where both of the parents had multiple shotgun wounds, and he believes that the sentence was appropriate.
The brothers gunned down their parents as they watched television in their Beverly Hills mansion in...
Yeah, but now they should be released.
1989, a brutality depicted in the new Netflix hit series.
My sister...
Sounds like lovely, guys.
They were still moving, so they pumped more shots into her.
Eric and Lyle claim they committed the slayings to stop their father's relentless sexual abuse. Prosecutors are...
Call the cops. You don't murder somebody.
They did it to inherit their $14 million family fortune.
There you go. And then finally, before happy hour ends, Lieutenant Dan, last week's hero, arrested in Florida over boat issue. Move it or lose it, buddy. The viral sailor who braved Hurricane Milton on his tiny boat in Tampa, Florida, is behind bars, and it appears because of an issue of where he's keeping his vessel. Joseph Malinowski, better known as Lieutenant Dan on TikTok, was arrested Friday morning in Tampa and hauled to jail, according to the Tampa police. Cops tell us Dan is charged with 2 outstanding warrants for failure to appear in court and 1 misdemeanor charge of trespassing in a city park after warning. TPD says Officers met with Lieutenant Dan at Bayshore Linear Park and Dock Thursday, and police say Dan told them he didn't have an accessible marine sanitation device aboard his boat and didn't have a record of proper disposal of waste. Cops say the alleged conditions on Dan's boat created a public health hazard and he was instructed to move the boat, blah, 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 da, da, da. Here's what I find funny. There is an all-time high in sex trafficking in Tampa Bay. And yeah, Grady Judd, the head cop over in Polk County, everyone says, oh, he loves him, a camera, and he's blah, 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 da, 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 all for the attention. Grady Judd is doing more for sex trafficking out in Polk County than Tampa is. I'm not saying Lieutenant Dan should get away with crimes, but when you're focusing more on Lieutenant Dan than, let's say, a sting operation, we got a problem. Just being honest.
TikTok, clock's a joker playing cruel pranks. Hoppy's hour almost done. Feels like robbery in banks. Ryan Hoppy on the mic, dropping wisdom, then streams. Syndicated sorrow, now it's time to shatter dreams.
Oh, the Hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. But the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums mixing Hoppy like fingers without rings. DHX to FM, shout out to the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat. Oh, the Hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. Phone lines buzzing, but the laughter's growing dim. Drums mixing Hoppy like fingers without rings. DHX to FM, shoutouts hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat. Oh, the Hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. Clockwork to a show, and now it's time to face the silence like a TV on snow. Riot Hoppy held the mic with humor so divine. The void left in our hearts wider than a canyon line. Line. Empty speaker, silent vibe, but coming to an end like a roller coaster stopping round the river's bend. Hoppy's jokes and jabs, these are daily grind. Now silence louder than the thoughts we can't rewind. Oh, the Hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. The Hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
Hoppy hour. Hoppy hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
And like that, he's gone.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
I'll kick you in the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
Hoppy Hour is now over.
Hoppy Hour is now over.
Game over.